And they want you under their control.
Is those little sales, they may seem little to us, but they're a massive part of the economy. And those guys want everything. You know, it's the greed factor. I want everything. You know, Google wants all the searches and all the phone calls and all of the everythings. And, you know, and by the way, I shouldn't single out Google because that's kind of not fair. It's also Yahoo. It is Hotmail. It is
Microsoft. And we're almost out of time. Speaking of that, because I want to come back and take a few calls for you, Catherine. Here's the Daily Mail. Forced to stand for 24 hours, suicide necks. Toxin exposure and explosions inside the Chinese factories making iPads for Apple. I mean, that just shows how sickening Apple is and how they pose as trendy liberals. Now, speaking of that, here's Bill Gates. And if you go read the ABC News blog, the whole thing is sponsored, and they've got a link there that it's paid for by Bill Gates. And then the articles all tell you how much he loves you when he's on record being a eugenicist that says literally kill granny. And people don't believe that. Just type in Bill Gates, you know, calls for death panels. Now, look at this. He is now bought into Monsanto big time. But look at this. London Guardian. Food crisis compromises fight against world hunger, warns UN report. And it goes in. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. They're literally financing the entire news and what's said. And it's all about how much he wants people to get food. But then in his real writings and statements, he's actually trying to cut the people off. I mean, here's this eugenicist whose dad ran Planned Parenthood financing propaganda that's the opposite of what he really does, Catherine.
the whole food thing, huh? You know, and it does come down. I mean, we can talk information control all we want, but in the final analysis, it comes down to food. I mean, it does. It comes down to food, water, and air. You know, you cut that off, and you will have a population very quickly doing whatever you want. So when Bill Gates starts talking about controlling food, I start getting super nervous. And when he talks about genetically modifying mosquitoes, like, that's the last thing I need is Microsoft, you know, who can barely run an operating system, releasing a bunch of genetically modified mosquitoes into the environment. No, thank you.
You know why they can barely run it? It's got so many back doors built into its spying. We all think, as you point out, we're using Google, we're using Microsoft to... No. That's only part of it. It's got the back door. The whole thing is designed to see what you're doing.
That's right. So, yeah, and by the way, speaking of Microsoft, Linux is your other opt-out. Check off the checkbox and get out of the default setting. Just like Start Pages for Google, that's what Linux is for Microsoft.
Yeah, stop using Google. We've got to move forward with a boycott. And I know they own YouTube. I'll continue to operate there, attacking and exposing their globalist takeover program. We'll be right back with your calls. But look at this New York Times article. The struggle for daily bread. The U.S. government pays farmers to produce less than half the food they could. It's the same in other countries. GMO is all about controlling the food supply and turning it into a genetic bioweapon, basically, that doesn't produce more seeds that you've got to continue to purchase from the globalist. It's the computer makers going in and basically genetically manipulating things and turning it into their own products so they can create monopolies. Here's the New York Times, the struggle for daily bread. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, now the world's principal private funder of agricultural research. This is a guy that, you know, wants to release mosquitoes that carry vaccines to force us to take the shots. He's into weather weapon funding. He's the number one funder of that. I mean, he's super creepy. And you look at all these other characters that are involved. And they always propagandize about how much they want us to, you know, have all this freedom and how much they love us. But meanwhile, it's the opposite, Catherine.
Kind of has finally figured it out. And again, you know, our parents didn't know that and our grandparents didn't know it. They saw Walter Cronkite on the evening news and it was gospel. So that's my point. And what has changed that and what has created this window for us to know this, to actually be able to hear what you're saying and understand it, believe it and understand that it's true and that that is the way the world works. This is like unprecedented. People have always believed the propaganda except for a tiny, teeny little minority. And now you've got the majority getting it. And they get it because of the internet, which is why they're scrambling so much to shut it down.
Well, you know, Hillary talked about this and so did Brzezinski last year, that the public's finally awake to them for the, quote, first time in history and they're losing the info war. But expanding on that, Catherine, we're going to start jamming in some calls here. They miscalculated. They always knew there'd be people resisting them, but they thought they'd just call us conspiracy theorists. Now many of us have audiences bigger than their organs, and it's freaking them out. And they miscalculated. They miscalculated, folks. We're in the fight. Doesn't mean we're winning, but we're in the fight. We better fight harder. Get the word out about InfoWars.com, about alternative media, about StartPage.com, about it all. Get the word out today. Julio in Illinois, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Yes. Hello, Alex. I got a suggestion. U.S. state-run media or U.S. corporate media, seeing how they're all run by corporations, multinational corporations, all admitting that they support SOPA. So it seems perfect. Just like in China and in North Korea, they're state-run television.
No, they're the monopoly state-run media. I mean, it turns out most of the media, so-called mainstream media, got banker bailout money, Catherine. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, they did. And it doesn't take much. I mean, you take a look at, like, who's at the Bilderberger conferences, as you report on so efficiently. And, you know, it's all the media. It's the mainstream media who's at those events. You know, Google's there. They're all there.
Well, you know, Schmidt was there. And right after that happened, we got stuff filed on us, websites on YouTube taken down, and got not just delisted from Google News, but they lowered our search rankings a week after that.
Ouch. Yeah, okay, well, you got slapped.
Well, we had reporters there in his face, yeah.
I think they'd like the ability to do that to everybody. And see, that's the thing. Google started off saying, don't be evil, and Google offers some fantastic products, no question about it. And even if Google, if you trusted them as much as you trust your best friend, the reality is once everything gets consolidated into a single
location, it could always be taken over, and it has been.
Right.
We're almost out of time, Catherine. Real quick, Julio, any other points?
Catherine, a question for you. You know how GoDaddy's supporting SOPA. What's a good, you know, alternative server website?
You can look into that. You can look into domain registrars that are anti-SOPA, can't you, Catherine?
Yeah, you can. And, you know, go to startpage.com to do it, not Google. But, yeah, and, you know, we're working on an email. And, by the way, if people want to be beta testers, they can email me, just kma@startpage.com, and I'll see if I can get them on the beta test.
Very exciting. We're going to have to get you back on more about this. Thank you so much, Catherine Albrecht. We're on tonight, 7 o'clock Central.